What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
So your favorite baseball player of all time
Darryl
is?
Daryl Strawberry.
Don't even think about it.
Right.
Don't even think about it.
No. So Pete Alonso breaks Daryl Strawberry's record. He gets the baseball.
Mm-hmm.
He writes a bunch of stuff on the baseball. Signs a baseball. Says Pete Alonso, 20, home run number 263. Mets franchise home run king. There's three other words on this baseball. Have you seen it?
No.
Okay.
Is it?
No, I don't know. So, I'll say this again.
It's LFG?
No. So, it's Pete Alonso, 20. Home run, number 263. Mets franchise.
This is 253?
Oh, sorry. My apologies.
That's right.
253.
Right.
Mets franchise home run king. Three more words with an exclamation point at the end of it.
Oh, I didn't see this. I don't know.
Oh, yeah. That's a good way to do it. One of those words is straw. The last word is straw.
I beat straw?
Worse than that.
Worse than that. Well, there's nothing that... That's fine. I mean, he did beat them. What, I don't know.
Down goes straw.
Oh. That's all right.
Yeah, I thought you'd get mad.
No. You know why I don't get mad? Because Daryl hit 252 home runs for the Mets. It should have been 400, and he'd be the first person to tell you that. And his career was good, should have been Hall of Fame-like. He'll be the first one to tell you that. So, no, that doesn't bother. I like Pete. I actually think he's been a fun Met, as you know. He's been a great Met. He's goofy. He's productive. It's all those things. He loves the fans. He loves playing at Citi Field. No, I actually have no issue with that at all. Daryl Strawberry, for me, going back to my, and I don't know what it was about him. You know, you have these types of players that, you know, for you, it's someone else. For Fleegs, it's someone else. For me, it was him. When he was up, I would stop what I was doing. And I wanted to watch him hit. And when I remember going to games, I would not miss an at bat. Watching on TV, even when he was with the Yankees, I told this story too to you. Maybe I did, maybe I didn't. I think I did. When he was with the Giants for a very brief period, the Giants were playing in Philadelphia, and I grabbed my stupid transistor radio to get the Philadelphia. It was through static, but I heard it to hear his at-bats. Like,
yeah.
I don't know why, I love the guy as a player. Read his book, learned about his time at Crenshaw High School and his upbringing and the when he was drafted in Tidewater, and I just love the guy. But no, that does not bother me.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's incredibly stupid to put that on the ball. That's what I think. I don't think that it's totally disrespectful or horrible or people should be angry about it. I just think it's really stupid and unnecessary.
Oh, it's unnecessary.
Like, it's just, but it just, it's dumb. There's no reason for it at all. And also, you're talking about like a franchise record, so it's all the fans of that team are also fans of Daryl Strawberry when he was a Met and doing amazing things. You know, it doesn't make any sense. Like, you imagine Mark McGwire, like, forget about the steroids for a second. Imagine Mark McGwire signing his home run ball, and it's saying down goes Raj when he broke the record, or Barry Bonds. Down goes Hank.
Yeah, no, I get it.
I mean, it sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, no, but that's him. But you know why? It's him. He's a goofball, and that's silly. It's actually got Pete Alonso written all over it.
Yeah, I mean, he's a goofball, but I guess he's like a big dumb animal, you know?
I kind
sort of what he is.
Like a big teddy bear. That's kind of what he is. You know, he goes out there, he hits home runs. But that's, yeah, whatever.
I mean, I'm telling you right now because... There, I think. Do you think there's more Met fans now that remember David Wright than remember Daryl Strawberry?
Yes.
Are we at that point?
Oh, for sure. Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, because Daryl you got to think, I mean, he had the Dodgers, the Giants, the Yankees at the end. Got to go back. You're going back to the mid to late 80s for his time with the Mets in 1990. Like, that was it. So if that's the, or was it 89 his last year? I forget whether when he went to the Dodgers, but we're talking 35 years ago now.
Right. So you could put it this way, like every Met fan alive probably knows David Wright in 2025.
Sure. Not every Met fan alive knows Daryl Strawberry in the 80s.
So let's say he broke David Wright's home, like David Wright had the record, the old, and I know he passed David Wright in this whole thing, but had the record and wrote down goes Captain Wright or down goes David. There'd be a lot of pissed off Met fans.
Maybe.
No, not maybe. After they honored him this year?
The reason why...
Retired his number, down goes Dave?
The reason why, to me, it's not that big a deal is because of his personality. Like, that's just him. Now, if it was... Let's say it was Jeff McNeil. Who's kind of, you know... crotchety and, you know...
One word popped right in my head I'm not allowed to say.
Right, but he's got, like, that attitude about him... He doesn't have that light-hearted personality and face and goofball-like figure. It's a little different.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Yeah. Okay. Well, how about this? Let's say it was Juan Soto.
No, you can't do that.
Not yet. But I'm just saying, if it was, like, you know, years down the line, down goes Pete.
Well, it depends on how does he get there. Have they won along the way? Has Soto ingratiated himself to the Met fan? Is Pete still here? Is Pete in the last, you know, next 5 years, is he playing in Cincinnati or San Francisco? I don't know.
And I don't want to make a bigger deal out of it than it is. It's not something I'm trying to do. I don't think it's the worst thing in the world, but I just think it's unnecessary and stupid. It's just a dumb thing for him to do.
At the end of the day, Daryl Strawberry is still a World Series champion with the Mets. Pete Alonso is not.
Bingo. That's right.
That will never be forgotten. I mean, that's why the 86 Mets keep coming around, because it's been a long time since this new Met group of the last 40 years has done what they've been to the World Series. They ain't won the World Series.
Yeah, I wonder if this team figures it out and, you know, Pete Alonso catches the final out of the Mets winning the World Series in 2025, that he'd get that ball and write on it, we're better than the 86 Mets. Down goes the 86 Mets.
You got to win two.
Yeah, you think
you can't
right
do that. You got to win two.
Yeah.
No way. That's why the 94 Rangers will live on forever. As years go on and the Rangers continue to not win the Stanley Cup, we will continue to see Mark Messier and Brian Leetch and Mike Richter, the same way, you know, you think about the Yankees, long time since they've won now. That's why Bernie and Mariano, they keep coming around, because ain't no one won since.
Yeah.
Well, that's not true. 2009 they won, but you get my point. It's a long time since they've won, too.
Down goes Straw. An idiot.
Yeah, well.
It's just so stupid.
I agree.
I mean, and I always will have a soft spot for Pete Alonso. Every Met fan will. But that's just stupid.
No, it's goofy. I get it.
How do you feel about that, Fleeks?
I'm bothered, and I have no recollection of Daryl Strawberry ever playing for the Mets.
What is it? Why does it bother you? In what regard?
Because why put, like, it seems like this is supposed to be a truly positive moment. Every Mets fan is happy. This is a record we wanted a homegrown guy to beat forever. Just don't mention, like, it's not like there were three lines and he had to fill in the blanks and he couldn't think of something on the spot.
Yeah.
Just don't write anything else. 253.
I get it.
That's
it. To me, if it was anybody but him, it would probably be more bothersome. I love him.
Pete. I was wearing the jersey here yesterday. Like, Pete's one of my favorite Mets ever. It's just, there's no reason to add that to this moment.
I don't think it's that big a deal. And then no one loves Daryl Strawberry more than me. I just don't think it's that big a deal.
Yeah. It just feels so Mets, like there's always one little tiny thing tarnishing anything good.
Well, I'll tell you what also compounds this is that they've lost 12 out of 14
games. Correct. Absolutely.
And they're free-falling.
Yeah, and they have been for 2 months. I mean, it's longer than the 12 out of 14. It's 2 months. Aside from the thing about this, what is their winning streak if you take that? What is their record if you take out that 7-game winning streak over the last
probably
month?
Horrible.
Oh, God, brutal.
Yeah, I mean, and I guess that's really where it would come from. Is like, this is one of the few moments we've had in the last 6 weeks or a month that we've really enjoyed, and you have to write something dumb on the ball like that.
Yeah,
Yeah, I don't know. Whatever. I mean, it could have been worse, you know.
It could have been a lot worse.
Could have made, like, wrote a political statement on there or something.
And
you know?
He didn't. He did a very Pete-like thing, that's all.
Yeah, let's go to Jimmy in Manalapan. What's going on, Jimmy?
He could have made it even worse by saying, suck it, straw. A little play on words.
Now, that would have bothered all jokes man. Aside, now that would have bothered me. Down goes straw. He beat him. Suck it, straw. Yeah. That would be a problem for me.
Up yours.
And disrespectful.
Up yours, Daryl.
You're right. Now you're hitting on something.
Well, yeah. Gee, how about if you break Imus's record for years doing mornings at the Fan?
I mean, I would never write down goes Imus. Like, listen, I make fun of Mike and Chris and Joe and Steve and all these things, these guys that I grew up with, and make fun meaning, like, you know, I'll do their voices or mimic them, whatever. But one thing I realize is I'm not sitting here without their success. Like that, like, no matter how much I do a Mad Dog voice or a Mike voice or whatever, I fully under. And that's one thing that I think Mike didn't understand about me was the fact that, like, I don't know if it was coming out of the Craig thing where they were battling, but, like, I was just doing the voice like I do everybody's voice. Like, I'm doing a Charles Barkley voice or a Joe voice or a Evan going, bah, 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 just doing a voice.
Todd Bowles,
but I've
Tomlin.
Always, like, I've always respected Tom. Right, I mean, you can go on at Eddie.
Yeah.
God, on and on and on. But, like, I've always respected the people that have come before me. I wouldn't have a job doing what I love without those guys setting the foundation for this. So I wouldn't write something like that.
I think Boomer is next year will.
He might be.
I am.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's crazy to really think about.
And you've got a shot.
If radio is still here.
Yes, that's true.
Some way, shape, or form.
And you'll be long retired.
Yes.
Congrats. What was your name again? They say we work together.
He won't forget you.
I don't remember. Keith is in.